This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. As night fell in Hong Kong, police tightened a siege Monday at a university campus. Police in some places swooped in to subdue protesters and make arrests. VOA's Bill Gallo is in Hong Kong.
Early Monday, VOA saw police arrest dozens of students who were detained with plastic wire ties around their wrists. Some were marched in front of reporters as they were taken away towards waiting police vans. Thousands of riot and other police have surrounded the campus of the Hong Kong Polytechnic University for the past day, warning students to drop their weapons. But a hardcore group shows no signs of surrender. A student protester who was in contact with friends inside the campus told VOA that as many as several hundred more may be present. The clashes are some of the worst violence since anti-government protests began in Hong Kong 5 months ago. The students are calling for democratic reforms in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
China is calling on the U.S. military to stop flexing its muscles in the South China Sea. The comment came as the Chinese defense minister met with U.S. Defense Secretary Mike Esper. The United States accuses China of militarizing the South China Sea and trying to intimidate Asian neighbors who might want to exploit its extensive oil and gas reserves. Russia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs says Moscow has successfully handed three naval ships back to Ukraine. The ships were captured last year. Ukraine has been pushing for their return as a goodwill gesture from Moscow ahead of a four-way peace summit on eastern Ukraine next month in Paris. Human Rights Watch says fatal attacks on protesters in Sudan in June may amount to crimes against humanity. The group has released a new report detailing the Sudanese security forces' abuse of protesters. For more on any of today's stories, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iranian state media says Iran's Revolutionary Guards is warning anti-government protesters of decisive action if unrest over gasoline price hikes do not cease. The protests have spread across the Islamic Republic since Friday. Iraqi security officials say anti-government demonstrators in the south have blocked roads leading to the country's main port. A Basra official says protesters burned tires on Monday, blocking the roads to the busy port. In Baghdad, protesters forced the closure of Iraq's central bank. On Sunday, two protesters were wounded when security forces fired tear gas in renewed confrontations with demonstrators. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is inviting President Donald Trump to testify in front of investigators in the House impeachment inquiry. Pelosi's move pushes back against accusations from the president that the process has been stacked against him. Pelosi says Trump is welcome to appear or answer questions in writing. Meanwhile, Pelosi says she is determined to protect the whistleblower who brought the Ukraine accusations to light. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
Pelosi appeared on CBS's Face the Nation, saying she'll make sure President Trump doesn't intimidate the whistleblower. Last week, Trump criticized his former ambassador to Ukraine by tweet as she was testifying, prompting accusations of witness intimidation. But should the whistleblower have to testify? Democratic Congressman Sean Patrick Murphy says it's not necessary.
The law that the Congress passed protects the anonymity of whistleblowers because we want them to use the legal process without retribution.
But Republican Congressman Chris Stewart has a different view.
How in the world can you impeach the President of the United States and never hear from the person who started that process?
Both Maloney and Stewart spoke on ABC's This Week. Mike Hemp in Washington.
There have been protests around Australia after the alleged murder in police custody of an Aboriginal man by a police officer in the Northern Territory. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
19-year-old Kumanji Walker was shot dead in the remote indigenous settlement of Uendamu, 300 kilometres northwest of Alice Springs in central Australia. He died at the local police station after two police officers had tried to arrest him for parole breaches. Northern Territory police allege the teenager had attacked the officers. There are reports the Aboriginal man was armed, possibly with a knife. But his family argues that unnecessary force was used and that the police should have used a taser, an electronic stun gun, to subdue him. The death sparked demonstrations in Alice Springs and Darwin, as well as in Sydney and Melbourne. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.